Hello and welcome to this bonus episode of Title Unavailable.
Bonus.
And Happy New Year, by the way. This is technically our second podcast.
Of the new year, because we forgot.
The first year, because we forgot the first time.
We even forgot to say it to each other, so don't worry about it.
But this is just going to be a quick review of what we've got planned for the year. Some of the stuff we've got planned, so that's some of these things we're going to discuss is just titles that are coming out that we could review or we might review, depending on interest. So the latest releases, the top releases, we'll go through it month by month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Right. So January, The Favourite. You seen that?
No, seen it. No, I don't really fancy seeing it. I've seen the trailer for it. It doesn't look that good.
No, it doesn't look that good either.
It's just, I think I'll probably end up seeing it because Stephanie likes that sort of old sort of stuff. But I don't really like that film. There's another one that's coming out later on, I think, that I think looks a bit better. Anyway.
The Stan and Ollie, I'd like to see that. That's about Laurel and Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that looks really quite good.
I've not seen any trailers for it. I mean, the idea already, even just tell me that, like, seems all right.
Yeah, that looks quite good. So we might do that one.
Mm-hmm.
That comes out
11th.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's
no, it's
here. Is that here?
I think here. No, actually it might be out there now. I don't know.
No, it's not out just now. Anyway. It's out next week anyway, right. So we might do that one next week. Mm-hmm. And then there's your favourite, Glass.
I always see that. That looks good. So you've not seen any of the other ones?
No.
You've not seen any of the other ones. I haven't seen Glass is the third in the saying that, I don't even know what the trilogy would be called. But you know, like the film Unbreakable with Bruce Willis and then Split with James McAvoy. They're the first two films in the series, and then Glass is the third. But I've not actually seen Unbreakable. I've seen Split, and I've seen recap videos of Unbreakable, so I know the kind of gist. But I'll need to go back and watch that. But that looks good.
See, I don't really like the idea. I don't like the concept. I never liked the concept of Split either.
How? What's wrong with it?
Split I just don't like it.
Split was quite, what, are these crazy?
It's just too much energy for me.
It's not even that he's crazy, it's more... Well, in Unbreakable, he's got, it turns out he's got superpowers. Bruce Willis is, he's, super strong and, indestructible or whatever. Hence Unbreakable. And then that's when Mr. Glass comes into it. And then this film's, I think, is meant to be more about Mr. Glass.
Mm.
Hence the name Glass. But then the guy in Split, he's just got loads of different personalities, but then because of all the different personalities, his body physically changes, so he's kind of like a superpower. He becomes like one of the personalities is called the Beast, and when he becomes the Beast,
he can gallop across the fields and all that.
No, when he's the Beast, he's like super powerful, but he wants to like eat people, and it's kind of, yeah, it's crazy, but like he becomes like bulletproof and all that. So that's his superpower type thing. I don't know what Mr. Glass's superpower. I tried to look up. Apparently, he doesn't
turns to glass and people throw a rock in
his
shell.
No, I think he's called Mr. Glass because his bones are that fragile they can break dead easy. But I think his actual superpower sort of thing is he's extremely intelligent, that sort of thing. So he's like a mastermind type guy. I think that's his superpower.
Fair enough.
Anyway,
next one on the table is one that I don't want to see.
What, Mary Queen of Scots?
Yeah,
I want to see that. Because I know Stephanie will want to see it, and actually it looks alright.
It looks horrible. It'll be nothing like.
I've only really seen pictures of it. I want to see it because she's into that sort of period drama type thing.
Oh, I'm into that. I'm into some of that stuff as well.
I'm not really into it that much.
But honestly, it needs to be a decent story, and I don't like the Mary Queen of Scots story.
Well, she likes the Mary Queen of Scots story.
Fair enough. Next, the last one for January, it's timetable just now, is Vice.
I've not seen any.
Look at the picture.
Uh-huh.
Who is that?
Well, I've seen the wee bit underneath. It's Christian Bale. He actually looks like somebody else. Who does he look
put
like?
Put on so much weight.
Who does he look like?
He looks like him out of Dumb and Dumber.
That's exactly the exact person. Yeah, who's his name that I'm going to look up? Jeff Daniels? Is that his name?
No, it's. Aye. Is
know.
It?
I don't know.
Maybe.
It just came up on YouTube. Yeah, I don't know.
Jeff
Yeah, Jeff Daniels, that's who it looks like. It's weird. Anyway.
That's about being Vice President Dick Cheney.
Oh, right.
So that's who he's playing.
Yeah, I'm not really fussed for that.
I actually quite like it. I want to see that.
But you like political things.
No, but it's more of a biopic than a...
I suppose, but I don't know anything about him, so aye. I suppose that'd be a good
one. Amy Adams in it as well.
Aye. Oh, that's maybe more reason to see it.
Steve Carell. Okay, then in February.
Steve Carell's in it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, don't see that. He's good to like him.
I see that. See, when I seen the poster for it, it looked more like a really good comedy.
Aye.
As I say, I don't know 100% about all these films, but
yeah.
Just by going what by the short descriptions that I've read of them, I'm quite eager to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Green Book.
Never heard.
It's a road trip film.
It'd be alright. I need to see trailers for these things.
I know.
See, I'm one of these people that likes to watch the trailers, so I can get a feel for the film before I see it. I mean, a lot of trailers do kind of spoil the films first. But like, I like to see the film. If I see a trailer, and I'll want to go and see the film. Usually,
Green Book is a kind of more of a pirate film, racial film. I read the wrong line.
You saying it's got him in it. Races, or?
It's got him in it that was in Luke Cage,
right?
The black guy in Luke Cage. I think he was also in Suits. He was in Suits at the time. I can't remember. Anyway. And it's about like a white guy and a black guy in a car, and
what, are they both racist or something?
No, like it's racist. In the 1960s, so
right, right,
like kind of racial.
Aye, fake.
Then we're on to Private War.
A Private War. See, these are things I've not even heard of.
I know, but they're good.
I suppose all you really hear of like way in advance are like series of films, you know, like the sequels or films you've heard of, but like reboots and stuff.
This is kind of an off spin of, what was the one with Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks called?
The Post.
Mm-hmm. I think this is kind of like not a spin off, but a
same type of film.
It's got
it's like Sunday Times, isn't it?
So that looks quite good.
Not sure.
If Beale Street Could Talk, that's not really my cup of tea.
Hey, what's that about?
It's following a pregnant woman, 1970s Harlem, who attempts to clear her fiancé's name.
Like, they're the sort of films that I watch, like, in the house if there's nothing really to watch. Stephanie really likes films like that, but I'm not really.
That'll be on Netflix quite quickly.
Lego Movie 2, we're seeing it.
Lego Movie 2 is supposed to be out on the 8th of February.
I don't think I've actually seen
it. I haven't seen the first one.
Have I?
It does look good.
No, I've seen the Batman film. Batman.
I haven't seen that one either. Lego Batman looks good.
Lego Batman was great.
But I want to see the films. Just as Chris Pratt's in it, so
yeah.
Of course it's going to be good. Then March. March is the month. The Marvel month. Captain Marvel comes out in March. Better come out in March. I don't think that needs any describing.
Yeah, definitely seen that.
We're definitely seen that. It'll definitely be a podcast.
Dumbo. I don't think I'll see that. I'm not really into these live action adaptations.
I don't like the live action adaptations either.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm not a kid anymore. I don't really feel the need to watch these films anymore.
To be fair, over the holidays, I watched Jungle Book.
What one?
The live action one.
Right.
Because see, there's now three Jungle Book films.
Jungle Book or Mowgli?
That's what I'm saying, Jungle Book. So there's a Jungle Book live action, and there's Mowgli, which is on Netflix, I never watched.
I watched Mowgli on Netflix.
I like the... Is that the same story or is it...
It's twisted, it's different.
Different?
It's...
Because yeah, I've never watched Jungle Book.
It's the same story as in like, there's Mowgli, who's the boy in the jungle.
Did they sing the songs?
No, they didn't.
They
didn't sing any songs. And then there's the characters are all there, like Shere Khan's still the bad guy and other things like that. But the way that it goes about it is different.
Right.
Okay. I still wouldn't say it's a good film.
No, I'm not.
I was kind of waiting for it to end.
I'm not really up for Dumbo. Hellboy in April.
I've never seen any of the Hellboys before. I've
never seen it either, but I know the guy that's in Hellboy. He was in Stranger Things.
I'm not sure.
Is that the guy that's doing it now? The guy that used to do it. I can't remember.
I think there's a new guy doing it.
I can't remember if that's... Let me just see if that's who I think it is. Yeah, it is. Sam that's out of Stranger Things. That's who that is for that film. So I'm looking forward to that. I do want to see that one.
Yeah. Avengers.
The end of April, Avengers Endgame. I still want to see this, and I still don't want to see it.
I want to see it.
It's a finale.
I don't care. I want to see it. I need to know Hams.
It's shutting it down. I know. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm glad that we didn't have a 2-year wait, which is with another film that's coming up as well, which I'll go to. No, I like the fact that we didn't have the, like, Avengers.
I couldn't handle the 2-year wait.
Oh my goodness, man. I could barely handle the 6 or 7 months it's been.
Oh man, yeah.
Then John Wick's coming out, John Wick 3.
I'll be seeing that.
If we were talking about this earlier, I don't know if I've seen the second one.
I think I've seen the second one, but it's one of the films that I could easily be mistaken for the first film as well. Mm. Like, they're quite similar ideas. It's just a guy going around killing people.
I need to
but they are awesome.
I need to be able to keep track of this.
Keanu Reeves
well.
Is awesome.
Yeah. Aladdin? I think that's live action as well, isn't it?
You see, it's live action. I might see that purely just for Will Smith.
Please don't tell me Will Smith's Aladdin.
No, he's a genie.
That's all right.
And the only reason I want to see this as well is because a lot of people were complaining because he's black.
Yeah.
Instead of blue. But then he came out and says he's black in the trailers and and pictures and stuff because that's him and he's in disguise in human form. The majority of the movie,
he's
CGI and he's blue.
Mm.
But that's what he does when he's trying to blend in.
I did see a funny thing, a meme a couple of weeks ago. It was a couple of months ago now. It was for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Dad, can I dress up as the Hulk for Halloween? Sure. It's like, can I paint my face green? Like, yeah, sure, on you go, son. Then it's, Dad, can I dress up as Yondu for Halloween? Yeah. Can I paint my face blue? Yeah, sure, on you go. Then it's, Dad, can I dress up as a Pink Panther? Yeah, on you go, son. Can I paint my face black? You racist, boy! How racist of you? So, I thought that was brilliant.
Godzilla.
May, we're into. We're already in May. Aladdin was May as well, but Godzilla comes out in May.
I'm not really fussed with Godzilla.
I feel like Godzilla's too cliche. I know they're trying hard.
It's just too cliche. Well, I liked the Godzilla that wasn't. It's technically not a Godzilla movie. It was out when I was young.
Oh, why?
It was just Godzilla. It was great.
But they're not supposed to be making a Godzilla versus King Kong? Are they not supposed to be in the same universe?
I think they're meant to be. But they'll need to bring out a new King Kong film, will they not?
Aye.
Rocket Man!
Rocket Man's the next film.
I'm not really fussed with that, I just like saying that.
Who
is it playing him again?
Him that's out of Taron.
Taron Egerton? Him, I like him, he's a good actor.
He's good. He was good in. What was it called? Eddie the Eagle one?
Eddie the Eagle.
That was good.
I've never seen that one, actually.
That was really good. Which is good.
I will see that.
So we'll probably see that one, yeah. Then June is, and back again, Marvel. It's X-Men. Phoenix.
I want to see it because it's an X-Men film, and I like superhero stuff. But I really don't know how it's going to go.
No, I don't think.
I don't think she's that good an actor.
I don't think she is either.
She might surprise us in this film, but the trailers and stuff, I just can't.
She's too much of an easy ride with Game of Thrones. I don't think she suits this role.
Hmm.
Well, no, that's not fair. The lassie that played the role before, the older woman, she was good. She was kind of the same vein.
Hmm.
And you're trying to portray her as a lot younger than this.
Yeah,
you can see.
I don't know, it's just something about her. I mean, I hope I'm surprised. I hope she does well, but it's just something about her. I'm like, I don't really know if I believe her.
So we'll definitely be seeing that one anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll definitely be seeing Men in Black.
Oh, is this the one where. Is this like the kind of reboot?
This
or
is a reboot.
With Chris Hemsworth on it? I've seen that, it'll look good.
That's to be confirmed, that's not official yet, but it's kind of. They're saying that the.
June sort of time.
June time.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that looks good.
Definitely we'll be seeing that.
Is it in Australia?
I don't know, I couldn't
tell. I think it's like the Australian Men in Black.
But she's not Australian.
Is she not?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, so I'm sure she could put an accent on. She's a good actress.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Story 4's next. June the 24th. What?
Don't want to see it. I'm fed up with Toy Story.
Oh, come on. There'd
be too many. Should have finished with Toy Story 2 and be done with it.
No. Toy Story. You've got to see Toy Story.
I don't even think I've seen Toy Story 3. Have I?
Oh, no, get a grip of yourself. Come on.
I have. No, I haven't. Have I seen it?
The one with the bear?
Aye, but I can't remember the ending. So maybe I didn't finish it.
So on the conveyor belt?
Ah, I know.
Like they're running away from the...
No, running
away from the fire. Furnace.
Oh, no, I've not seen that. I mean, I've seen... I think I must have seen clips.
And then he ends up attached to the front of the lorry.
Ah, I think I zoned out. I say I zoned out. I may have been watching the house and I just stopped watching it. Anyway.
Well, the next one, we're on to July and it's The Lion King. Another bloody...
You see, The Lion King I might see.
No.
Just because I like lions and I want to see how they do them. It'll be weird to see them talk though. But no, I don't think again the live action ones, I just don't think are going to be any better than the like the animated ones, but I think I'll go and see that one. I might go and see just to see it.
I might see. I didn't like The Lion King. I wasn't really a Disney fanboy.
I like Disney films, but I wasn't like uber obsessed with
DreamWorks.
Pixar.
I wouldn't count Disney as Pixar as Disney at that point.
I like Tarzan in that though, in Stitch.
Pixar, I would say.
They were like the films I watched.
More my cup of tea.
I never really watched Jungle Book and Lion King. I mean, I watched them, but I didn't watch them. These are the sort of things like I watched. My sister watched them, so I watched them.
Another one in July, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I've no idea. I'll need to see trailers for it.
I know, I haven't seen anything about that yet, so we'll see.
I've seen this, the headline mentioned, but I've not seen any.
Margot Robbie's in it anyway. I'm pretty sure she's in it.
Ah, well, she is in it. There's pictures of her in it.
And then August, the next Fast and Furious 29.
What?
Hobbs and Shaw.
Is that another Fast and Furious film?
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm not even into Fast and Furious films.
I've watched nearly all of them. I haven't watched the latest one.
What's the one where the guy was dead? Is that 7?
Whilst we're filming it? Aye, 7 I think it was.
7. I seen that one in the cinema because Stephanie wanted to go and see it. She was greeting.
I think I seen 8.
I've never seen any of those. That's literally the only one I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's out now. He's definitely... No, I've definitely seen 8. Then 9.
Mm-hmm.
There was something else I've seen a quote. It says, when did Fast and Furious go from racing cars to The Rock throwing tomahawks around with his bare hands? Oh my. Yeah, exactly. It's a completely different franchise now. So they're trying to reboot it, Hobbs and Shaw.
Is that a reboot? Or is it a continuation?
No, it's a continuation of the story, but it's now Hobbs and Shaw. It's not
Fast and Furious.
It's not Fast and Furious.
But it's not technically a reboot then, if it's a continuation of the story.
No, but what they're trying to reboot it on a separate plane.
Rebrand it.
Aye, they're trying to rebrand it then. But that's a reboot to me.
I bet it's a reboot if it's starting again or it's no longer taking in for the previous thing as is.
But it's different people. The only person that's kind of really the same carry on is The Rock.
What, are they different characters?
No, they're the same characters.
Different actors?
No.
Well, then it's the same
it's different thing. It's different characters that are in the film, yeah.
Right, that's what I mean.
For the most part. But Dwayne Johnson, it's like... Too Fast, Too Furious?
I haven't seen them.
Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Mm-hmm.
That was technically a film in the franchise, but it was like all completely different characters.
Right.
And it only
referred
back to...
Right, well, that's what I mean. If it still refers back, it's still in the series. It's still part of it.
No, it's in the universe.
It's not a reboot.
They're trying to reboot it since Paul Walker died.
But it's not a reboot. A reboot is you just discard everything that came before and you start again.
No, you don't.
Aye.
No, you don't.
Aye. A reboot is Spider-Man 3 was finished, so they made another one with Andrew Garfield, the Amazing Spider-Man.
Mary Poppins.
And it was new
Poppins.
Actors, new people.
Mary
just started
Poppins
the story.
Is a reboot.
It's not. It's a continuation.
No, it's a reboot. It says on the thing, Mary Poppins, the reboot.
It's technically not.
It is.
It's technically
a
sequel.
Reboot because they're trying to reboot the franchise.
But it's technically a sequel to the film.
It might be a reboot
of the franchise, but in the canon of the films, then it's a sequel.
You're still not starting from scratch. A reboot just means you're trying to make it, give it more life again. That's
just
all.
Just trying to make money out of it.
But that's all you're trying
to
do.
It's still in the terms of the story. The story's a sequel. The film's a reboot. The story's a sequel.
No, but it's not a sequel.
But it is a sequel because for Mary Poppins, it's a sequel.
It's not following along the same storyline.
It's a sequel. It's based on the children from the first one.
Yeah, but it's not following along.
A reboot would be Mary Poppins going to another family.
I'm talking about Hobbs and Shaw, right? Hobbs and Shaw is taking a path off to the side. It's not following along that same storyline. It's following along a different person's storyline.
I still think it's a
reboot. He's even said it in the bloody quote.
Right.
A reboot.
I still don't think it's quite a reboot.
It's a reboot.
Right.
The New Mutants is now another X-Men film. That's also coming out in August.
Was there not an X-Men film already? No, that was the trailers I was seeing last year for it. I don't know. That looks weird. Is that not like they're like in a mental asylum or something? Or is that a different thing I'm thinking?
This is basically the Young Mutants thing.
Aye, right.
This is how
I think I'll see that.
It's got another Stark in it. Daisy Williams is in it.
Yeah. I know. That was like, I thought that was funny that they'll probably end up coming into a film together, the two of them again.
Mm-hmm. And one that you'll definitely not be seeing in September is It.
Chapter two.
No,
let's not do that. I mean, I don't actually think It was that scary. I mean, I've not seen it, but from what I've been told, it wasn't actually that bad. I'm just not into scary things at all. Thank you.
And I think at this stage, it's safe to say that a lot of these films that are now going to get mentioned are probably not going to get made.
Why? Because like, they're that far off?
I think they are not necessarily not going to be made, but not necessarily on the timelines that they say they're going to make them.
Yeah, they might be.
So
like
it might be
year,
further ahead.
Next year again or something.
Yeah. Like, it should come out. I think that'll come out.
Mm-hmm.
But some other stuff later on, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Downton comes out. And
Downton Abbey
comes out. Nah.
Are you into Downton Abbey?
Nah, I never really watched it, to be fair.
I've never even seen anything about it.
So that's not really...
It's not going to happen.
That's not probably, we're not going to watch that one. The Joker.
I want to see that, but I don't have any inclination that it's going to be any good or not.
I don't think it's going to be good either. I don't think it's going to get released. That's the one I don't think is going to be released.
Well, you think they'll just put it off?
I don't think they've prepared for it. This is the thing.
Do you think they'll put it off, or do you think they just won't actually?
I think they'll put it off. I think they'll put it off for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Marvel have always been pretty good with getting stuff out.
Aye, on
DC
time.
Haven't.
Aye.
DC, no, not even on time. Because some of the stuff that they've put off, they've stalled. Which is fair enough. Sometimes things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But DC have never been that good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think this is going to get made. I know they want to make it.
Are they not in the middle of making it? Are they not finished filming it?
No. They're nowhere near.
Oh, right, no. I think they're filming it. Anyway.
I don't think they'll do very...
I just don't get why they...
Because it's not even got the same people in it.
I was going to say, I don't get why they recast the Joker again.
I know.
When, like, was it Jared Leto didn't even get that much a chance?
He was good. I think it was too method. That's the problem.
I think... Well, from what I remember him saying, it was like half of his scenes get cut out of that film or whatever. I think if we'd have got to see more of him, he might have been better.
The hassle he caused on set when he done that, that was horrendous at the time.
That's just...
I know.
Some actors over there.
I know. Next one, Goldfinch. The Goldfinch.
I have no idea what that's about.
Adaption of Donna Tartt's best-selling novel.
Never read the book, so not in it. Go to the next one, don't care about that one.
Story of a young boy after his mother's been killed in a bombing in the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
I would need to see a trailer. No, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm not off it.
Zombieland 2.
Yes.
Don't think that's going to happen.
Oh man, come on, please.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I loved the first one. Me and Elliot used to watch it all the time, it was great.
I didn't like it.
Oh, I thought it was dead funny.
It wasn't funny at all. I just thought it was too crap.
I just liked it. I just liked all the kind of cutaway bits of him, his rules and all that. I liked that and all.
I don't like him, but I don't like Jesse Eisenberg.
I liked him in that. I thought he was good in that.
No, I don't like him.
I like him that. I liked him in that because he was just kind of sort of nerdy, didn't really know what he was doing kind of character.
He's like that in every film, even when he's not supposed to be.
No, but other films, he's not. He might be nerdy, but he's different. Again, like sometimes he's confident nerdy, and other he's whatever. Mm. Anyway. No, I thought that looked good.
Next one, Frozen in November.
Frozen 2? There's a Frozen 2 coming out?
Uh-huh.
Oh, of course they're going to make that.
They made that much money off the first one, so...
of course I'll get... Oh, no, I don't have more stupid songs. Hopefully I don't have another one like Let It Go. I mean, it was fine in the beginning, but oh, it just followed us around forever.
So we'll not be going... It's safe to say we'll not be going to see that one.
I don't think I'll see it in the cinema. I think I'll probably see that in the house somewhere.
I've got the first one. I've still never brought myself to watch it.
Have you never seen Frozen?
I've never seen it.
I've seen Frozen. It's a decent film. But I don't know if I'll go to the cinema about it.
Watch Frozen. Watch something decent. Frozen, something decent.
Frozen is actually okay. The film is okay.
No.
It's just you get beaten over the head with the songs for it, you don't want to watch it again.
But that's because it's kids. Then in December, Star Wars supposed to be coming out. That's what I was saying. Franchises that leave things 2 years.
Yeah, I don't really think. Well, I'll see it when it comes out, but I've got no idea if it's going to be good or bad.
I don't think they're doing too well just now, actually. I don't think the reboots went as well as they had hoped. I think they're biting off more than they can chew.
I think the issue with it is the nostalgia factor is just like, it's going to cripple them. Like, the reason people were that, like, they liked them at the time, and the nostalgia of all the films made them even better. But they've rebooted it, and it's not had the popularity that it did, because it's not obviously the same. Although I do like the new films. The new films are good, but I don't know.
So, that's a list of the top up-and-coming films.
Nah.
The two major ones for me is Endgame and...
Captain Marvel.
The X-Men ones as well, I kind of want to see them.
I want to see Zombieland 2, please come out.
No. I don't know. I don't know.
I want to see that, that's good. Not even looks good, I don't even know what the trailer is, but I hope they get all the original cast back and I'll be happy.
Well, they haven't got them all back, I don't think. I think it's a different...
Well, they better have Woody...
No. I don't think he's...
No! He's the best thing about that film.
Let me check.
Looking for his Twinkies.
Well, he found them now, so he's happy.
Oh, but it was just... Oh, come on. He's got to stay. I liked him. Emma Stone was good enough.
Yeah.
I don't remember the wee lassie's name was, but she won't be a wee lassie anymore, so I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, it's I don't know. Bill Murray's supposed to be in it.
Oh, I'm not fussed about him. He was a cameo in the first one.
Woody Harrelson is cast in it.
Yes!
But I don't, as I say, there's not enough information on it just now.
God,
it's expected October.
He's like the best thing in that film.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh well.
I hope get behind it.
Well, I enjoyed that first film. I might go home and watch that.
Well, that's it for films is concerned. As far as we're concerned, we'll continue to release the weekly episodes. We'll do a bit more on social media as well. We've not been up to date on that.
Nah, we're not very good. No,
we're not the best.
We're not exactly social media folk.
No.
Savvy. But then also, like, it would, if you want to get in contact on social media, that might encourage you to actually do a wee bit more.
No, we will. We'll continue to post things. We'll get on top of things.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get the website up and running this year. Mm-hmm. We'll have that up and running this year. Anything else to be said? What else did we say?
No.
Anyway, that's what we've got planned. We'll have some articles and different things going. Maybe we don't know what shape the website's going to take right now, but we'll discuss it and figure things out as we work ahead.
And we'll let you know, like, on the podcast and on social media whenever we do get that up and running and put out.
We don't see. I've got lots of things in my head that I want to do, and this, that, and the next thing. But the problem is, we'd cut off or we'd bite off more than we could chew.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be no good for us.
Yeah.
So we're going to focus on a few things, mm-hmm. doing them well first, and then we'll expand from there.
Mm-hmm.
But
so please let us know if this is going well.
Yeah,
because we only know from ourselves that we enjoy doing it.
We've got other things in the pipeline as well that's kind of on the back burner just now, just warming up. Mm-hmm. So they'll come out. We're also trying new things like the TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, we were going to do episode by episode, but I think series works a bit better.
It'd be better to do a series, probably, yeah.
So we'll go with that. Go for this. So lots of exciting stuff coming out from us. If you want us to do anything kind of off the cuff, we'll also do some. Obviously, we'll not have all our weeks covered by new releases. So we'll do some kind of nostalgia stuff as well.
Aye, older films.
Or not even just older films, like Netflix releases and Amazon.
Yeah,
releases.
just other things. Yeah,
other things like that. Or if we watch a series together, we might release that as a weekly podcast.
Mm-hmm. We'll just see.
So see how it goes. Lots planned. We don't want to plan it too stringently, because if we plan it so strict, and we've got films booked in for weeks in advance, then we're going to slip up eventually, which we don't want to do. But what we will do is we'll give you a week in advance what we're going to do. So if you want to watch it as well and catch up,
that's probably a great idea actually. We don't hold back on anything we're talking about.
No, we do. That is a completely spoiler filled podcast.
Yeah.
So really, we should be putting the parental guidance label on it. Or not parental guidance, the explicit content. Because we do go into things sometimes quite explicitly.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, as well, we go back. So films that we've also discussed on the podcast, we will also go into explicitly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hear something, if we say it's like the Avengers, Age of Ultron or something like that,
aye,
and we haven't mentioned it on the podcast, then or you haven't seen it, sorry, then I would tune out at that point and skip forward a few minutes.
Yeah.
Just for your own sanity.
Aye.
So, lots planned, lots coming, lots... That was the other one I was going to mention as well. Sorry, just seen the poster there for it.
Mm-hmm.
Alita.
I want to see that. I want to see it.
I think it looks terrible.
I feel like I need to see it just to have seen it. Like, I think it's going to be... I don't think it's going to be one of the really deep films, but I don't know. I could be surprised. But I think I think it's going to be really one of the kind of hash-bash action, cool CGI-looking movie.
Nah.
I think it'll look good. I don't know about how... We'll see. I think it'll be fine.
We'll see.
I think it'll be fine.
We'll see.
Maybe not a great film, but, you know.
No.
Fun to watch, I think.
Well, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week.
You've enjoyed your...
Are we going to commit to Stan and Ollie?
When's it coming?
This week. It comes out this week.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Go for it.
Committing.
Stan and Ollie will be next week's podcast, so if you want to get on top of that, watch
it. Go and see it.
I suppose the podcast title always tells them what the film is, so.
Yeah, that's true.
So they don't need to.
Yeah.
Anyway, tune in. Keep tuning in if you have been tuning in. Thank you.
If you haven't been tuning in, I don't know how you're listening now.
If you haven't been, then please do. Please get in touch. Please let us know. Social media title unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find us. Lots of changes coming soon. Mm-hmm. So look out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.